Good evening, Audio Boo. I am in Zeitgeist, which is a German pub that's, well, its proper name is Zeitgeist at the Jolly Gardeners, which is just bizarre. But anyway, it's on Black Prince Road in Lambeth? In Lambeth? Somewhere like that, anyway. Just having schnitzel, Wiener schnitzel mit Bratkartoffel. And meine Freund Mark hat Bier gekauft.
Ja.
I asked for something interesting, and he thinks he may have achieved this. Do you want to just tell us what it's called first?
Right, as I explained before, this depends on my reading of German Gothic script.
Yeah.
My reading of German isn't good, and my reading of Gothic script generally is worse. So, bear that in mind, but it's... Then for the Raff beer.
Raff beer.
Raff. Raff, as in smoked.
Raff, oh, smoked beer. Oh, excellent, okay. And you said it's from Bamberg.
It's from Bavaria, but
Bavaria.
It's a Bamberg special for the breweries, obviously.
Okay. No, I didn't think that Bamberg was in Bavaria, but maybe that's fine.
I'm not sure it is anyway, but I'm assuming Bamberg is effectively the make name, if you like.
It could be a Bavarian style beer brewed in Bamberg, or it could be a Bamberg type beer brewed in Bavaria.
It could be neither. A Bavarian Rheinheit.
How's that spelled?
A Bavarian, I don't know what Rheinheit is.
Rheinheit.
Yeah.
How's it spelled?
R-E-I-N.
I-I-N.
Sorry, R-E-I-N.
R-E-I-N, yeah. As in the river. It doesn't have an H in German, does it?
Okay. In German, yeah. H-E-I-T-S.
H-E-I-T-S. Rheinheit. I don't know.
So I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I reckon.
So Gabor, that's born, isn't it?
No, not Gabor.
Gebot. Which is.
G-O-B-O-T.
Yeah, okay.
G-B-O-T.
Is that. I can't remember what the book is.
I honestly don't know what that is.
Anyway, I better go on and taste this. This beer is...
But apparently, according to the beer expert here at Zeitgeist, the beer tastes like bacon.
Excellent. So I'm looking forward to this. I have my...
You want me to pour?
Oh, is it not poured yet?
No. It's in a bottle, but...
Do I have a clean glass?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't ask.
Yeah.
I have some manners.
Fair enough. What did you get for yourself, by the way, whilst you're doing that?
Oh, I got the same thing.
You got the same one?
Well, only because I'm not that genuine. He does have his birthday. He says, you want a thick version? Because some people don't like it. And I'm like, well, I'll manage it. And then, you ask for something interesting, so it's your turn.
So slightly disappointed by the music in here this evening. Usually you can rely on German places to have some good rock music. Or at least 99 Luftballon.
Luftballon, yes.
Do you like it or is it too special?
I
haven't got there yet. I'll let you know. Come back in 5 minutes and I'll tell you.
Right, there you go. That's not bad.
Okay, so it's served here in a jug, but I I've got the wrong side, so I can't hold the handle. Smelling it.
It's smoky.
It's almost like smelling Talisker or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something that peaty. Okay, I'm going to take a taste now. Oh, that's gorgeous. I mean, there are definite there are definite hints of tar in here. The hops have been hanging around in somebody's smoking den for years, I think.
I don't know, but I'm with you on it. It is gorgeous.
It's really smooth, though. It's gorgeous. Really nice. Are we mad for liking this?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's a kind of Marmite.
Yeah, maybe.
It's very nice.
It's nice.
It's gorgeous.
Some people love it, and other people taste
it. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Perfect.
So, good recommendation. Thank you. Yep, no, that is really good. In fact, if I knew the name, I would look out for it. when I do my annual Christmas European beer shopping. Maybe I'll take a picture of the bottle for the audio boom. So how's your schnitzel cord and blur?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, you're not? Alright. Anyway, audio boot.
Nice.
It was very nice, very nice.
The
good.
Thing is I'm losing all in my bar, but the ham and cheese kind of drowned out the pork. But
you did go for a ham and cheese schnitzel.
Which is why I say it's my bar.
Yeah.
My bar.
Okay.
And it's still not.
Right, then, everybody, if any of you wish to come to this pub and you happen to live in London, basically, the way you find it is you get a taxi, that market. You walk from... you get a bus to Lambeth Palace and then walk back along Albert Embankment towards Vauxhall, and it's the first proper turning on the left into Black Prince Road, underneath the railway bridge, and then you can't... Well, it's on the other side of the road after the pedestrian crossing. I was going to say you can't miss it, but then I almost missed it, actually. But there we go.
The wrong way.
Sorry?
I know you walked the wrong way.
I tried going in through the wrong entrance. Vance did actually try crossing me over directly opposite the place. He really did know where he was going. But I told him to carry on, and we crossed over on the zebra crossing. And then he tried taking me in that entrance. And he was quite excited. He knew where he was coming.
Yeah.
You were thinking, I'm just...
Fun,
yeah, I'm just waiting to see Robert sitting on the pavement looking very pale. All right, there we go. Anyway, that's the end of that audio bit, I think. I need to save battery.